In another corner of the MIT campus, a computer science professor has found a link between little paper swans and the space shuttle. According to Eric Demain, the paper swan and the shuttle both benefit from the principles of origami, the Japanese art of folding.
If you want to build a really big telescope and put it in space, the lens won't fit into the space shuttle. And so you take your lens and fold it so that it fits into your space shuttle.
Demain has helped turn the art of origami into a science called computational origami.
Computational origami is about getting computers to design origami.
It helps scientists figure out how to fold all sorts of things, from paper goldfish to equipment used in space. But computational origami also has some more down-to-earth uses.
One of the applications is in airbag design, and you want to collapse it flat so that it fits into the steering wheel, and so that you can just push air into it and it'll expand out without hurting the driver.
Eric Demain also has folded a lot into his own life. He went to college when he was 12 years old, attended graduate school at 14, became an MIT professor when he was 20. Now 22, Demain's research into folding has been getting a lot of attention. Earlier this month, it won him a MacArthur Fellowship. Earlier in the year, Popular Science magazine included Demain in its list of the 10 most brilliant scientists. But he thinks of himself as an ordinary guy.
Mostly I just like solving problems and having fun with them. Most of the time I spend is thinking about problems, pretty much all of my waking hours. And if I'm lucky, some of my sleeping hours too.
Problem solver, MIT professor, and master folder, Eric Demain.